Hello, everybody. I'm Angela, your hostess, and welcome to Spill the Coffee, my podcast. In today's episode, I really don't know what I'll be talking about, honestly, because I thought about a topic, then I didn't like it. Again, I'll be painting my nails. I just got home from the dentist, and guess what, bitch? No fucking problems. I've never had problems with my teeth, like, ever. I'm so fucking, like, grateful. Ugh, it just feels amazing. But yeah, that just makes me really happy. So I'll be doing my nails. It's Thursday today. Filmed a podcast episode on Tuesday, but I didn't like it, and so I deleted it. I literally hated it. I was like, nope, this is not going anywhere. Like, ew. But yeah. Oh my god. I'm like removing the excess, like maybe of my other, the other day I painted my nails and there's like a little bit of excess around my nails. So I'm like getting rid of it. And it's burning. Yeah, definitely burning the acetone. But yeah, I really don't know what I'll be talking about most of this episode, like literally all of the episodes I do. But kind of hungry. I don't know if it's like hungriness or just a stomach ache, and I'm in the thing that like they put fluor. I don't know how you say it in English, honestly. They put fluor on my teeth, because it's like to make them a little bit stronger. And so it's better. It's like good for you. And they put it on me and I couldn't drink for 30, like couldn't drink or eat anything for 30 minutes. The 30 minutes have all of course passed and I've drank a little bit of water because I literally am the thirstiest bitch ever. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about my narcissism. Which I don't know if it's just narcissism or just me being obsessed with looking in the mirror and taking photos. And I think that's just the definition of narcissism. Wait, let me look it up. Narcissism. How do you write it? Here. Definition. Is the pursuit of gratification from vanity or egotistic admiration of one's idealized self-image and attributes. Oh my god. I think I'm a narcissist, honestly. I really do think I'm a narcissist right now. Because it's not like I'm in love with myself. Because I literally hate myself so much. I just like, you know, like, idealizing myself. I don't know. I think that's really weird, and it's probably not good for me, but whatever. Like, YOLO, bitch. I guess that I'll never know if it's for real narcissism or I'm just going crazy. But, yeah. So, the other day, I was here in my home and was studying. Today I had an exam, a history exam. It was kind of good, I guess. I mean, I made up most of it, which is not a surprise because I'm always making up things in my history exams. I just, you know, fucking act like I know it all and I just put whatever the fuck I want to and then I get a good grade. I feel like you just have to show the confidence. If you show the confidence, I think you have it in the pocket. Like, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I was studying, so I didn't go to, like, I didn't go outside. Besides, I had a French class here online, so I didn't go anywhere, because, you know, I was studying, and I had class and whatever, and so I wasn't paying attention to anything. I was just studying, and I was not going to go out. But my mom did go out, and she went to leave my brother at football practice, well, soccer practice. And yeah, he was there for a while and shit. And so while my mom
while he was playing soccer, she went to like a store to buy some things. Well, not to buy, but just to look around and see if she likes something. She always likes to do that and then buys things for me. That's just how she is. Even though I like to choose my own things, and, you know, she knows me pretty well, and she could definitely pick an outfit that I like by far. She knows me really, really well, so she could definitely pick something I'd wear. But anyway, she always, like, goes to stores to look for things for me, because she just loves doing that. And obviously, I don't ask for it, and, like, it's like, my mom buys my clothes. No, most of the clothes are not even bought. Like, they're stolen from people. Well, not stolen, but, like, they gave them to me. But, yeah. And so, she went shopping to a store, and she saw, like, this cute things, and she brought me two shirts. Like, one Whitney Houston shirt, and, what was the other one? Oh, a Sex and the City shirt that says Miranda, Carrie, Samantha, and the one that I don't like. I literally always forget her name. I don't remember her name right now. I forgot. It's Miranda, Carrie, Samantha, and I'm blank right now. I have no idea. I forgot. I have it in the tip of my tongue, though. Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, I'm going to look it up now. Oh, I have it in the tip of my tongue. What is it? Charlotte. Charlotte. I didn't even have to look it up. I remembered. Okay. I remembered. So, yeah. It says, like, Charlotte, Miranda, Carrie, and Samantha. Whatever. And, yeah, I bought those. And she brought me two pairs of pants that I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to return ones because, like, they're, first of all, like, they fit really badly, and they were, like, really, really tight, and I just didn't, like, it was hard to, like, sit down. It was really bad. And the other pair of pants were just, like, a random pair of pants that she bought, like, black, not jeans, which is weird. But, yeah, the other ones I loved more. Like, the style, just, it's so fucking horrible that they didn't fit on me. I cried, a lot, because, you know, like, pants, when, like, whenever something doesn't fit you, I feel like if you have, you know, like, insecurities, and you're trying to lose weight, or you're, like, just fucking insecure about your weight and about your body, and you don't like it, I feel like it's harder when a piece of clothing doesn't fit you and you're trying to buy it, or just it doesn't fit you anymore. I feel like that is the hardest thing ever. Like, it's so bad. I started bawling, like, bawling. I went into my French class crying. Yeah, I hated the experience. I hate, like, I love going shopping because I love clothes and I love getting ready. And I love that. I really, really do. But when it comes to fucking trying the clothes on and, like, wearing them in, you know, like, trying them. Like, not wearing them in an outfit. Because if they fit, it's okay. But, like, trying to see if they're, like, if they fit, that is the worst part of my life. It is so bad. It is so fucking bad when they don't fit. I cry. Like, I cry, and it's really bad. So, like, that is something that explains that I'm not a complete narcissist. It's just that I idolize, I guess. I don't know. I idolize myself in the sense of looks, ow, and shit, and then I just hate it all because I don't look like how I want to be. But at the same time, when I make a TikTok, I cannot stop if I cannot make another one. You know, like, I post 10 fucking TikToks a day. Well, not a day, but when I make a TikTok, when I film one, I make a second one, a third one, a fourth one. I make lots of TikToks. Or when I take photos, I take thousands of pics, and I just love taking pictures of myself. Because that's who I am. Like, that's the type of person that I am. And they're like, oh, what do you want me to do, bitch? Like, I don't know. That's how I am. And yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know what's going on with my stomach. I think it's really weird right now. Wait, let me drink some water. And also, like, the taste in my mouth is really not cool. It's like kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. It's just weird. But yeah. I've been obsessed with How I Met Your Mother lately. Oof, it's been hitting real different. I'm obsessed with it. I love Robin. I love Barney. I love Ted. I love Lily. I love Marshall. I love them all, bitch. It's like I'm obsessed with them. I'm actually obsessed with them. And I'm like sure that I when the show ended, my parents and I used to watch it when I was little. Obviously, like we weren't, you know, like obsessed with it or anything, because the show started, I think it started before I was born, or the year I was born in, I don't know, but it's like pretty fucking old. And we used to watch it sometimes when it was on the TV, and I'm pretty sure we did watch the final, like the final episode. I just don't remember who the mom is. I have no fucking idea. I don't know who their mother is. I have no idea. I'm, like, trying to remember. Like, I'm also trying not to fucking... I know it's not Robin. How the fuck is it not Robin? Like, bitch, Ted and Robin are fucking made for each other right now. Like, I'm on season 2, almost 3. But still, like, they are made for each other. Like, they are perfect. They are the perfect couple. Like, they're so good together. And just knowing that they're not ending up together is like, wait, what? What? So you're just gonna make me cry when they break up? Like, bitch, no. That's just crazy, dude. That's just fucking crazy. And I also do know this because I remember watching it on TV, that Barney and Robin, I think they were gonna get married, but then Ted told Robin to marry him. And that's the last thing I remember watching from How I Met Your Mother. Like, that's literally it. But, like, that, you know, like, when I was younger. But now that I'm rewatching it, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's so fucking good. It's so good. But, yeah, I really, really like it. I'm also close to finishing my exams, which means that more time for me to watch shows. Whoop 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 whoop. Isn't that exciting? I think that's very exciting and really cool. I'm just super pumped for my life. I'm like really excited. I really 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 am. And yeah, because here in Spain, like when you I think people from the US have spring break right now or had it last week, but we have it in like Easter time, which is Holy Week time for us. I'm not like religious or anything like that. I do like the Holy Week because I'm just with my grandparents, and I love being with my grandparents, because I don't stay in my hometown. I go to my grandparents' hometown. So it's, like, so fun to be around them, and I just have the best time when I'm with them. I literally do. I love them so much. They are amazing, and, yeah, like, they're so cool, and when I'm spending a whole week with them, like, a whole week, that's just amazing. That's just incredible, amazing, fantastic. I just have a few more exams to go through. I'm going to tell you guys the exams that I have to do in the next week. Tomorrow, I do have, like, it's a test, not an exam. A physics fucking exam, you dumb fucking bitch. I'm going to fuck you up. I have to do homework from physics, I think. But, yeah, I did exam of, like, history today, then test tomorrow. On Monday, I have literature, Spanish literature. On Tuesday I have English, and on Wednesday I have the writing part of English, and then on Thursday the oral project of English, and then a math exam on the 5th, and that's it. Well, I mean, I have a project to also present on April 5th. So that's going to be fun. I mean, I also have one that is not here on the next week. I think it's the 30th. Yes, Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I have a physics exam that I'm actually really, really worried about. Because if I fail, I will fail the whole class. Like, I'll fail a class. And I don't want to fail a class, ever. Yeah, I really do have to do really well in the next exams, because I could definitely fuck up my grades if I don't do well. So I have to do, like, amazing in all of them. But yeah. Yeah. That's really it. What else can I say? Yeah, life has been pretty stressful lately, like with exams, with extracurriculars, with things that I've got to do, keeping my social life alive, which has been the hardest thing. Like, honestly, it's been harder to keep up with my social life than do exams, like, all the time. That just shows. But yeah. That's just life, I guess. Lately, I've been, like, pretty emo. Pretty emo in my house, and, like, not... It hasn't been as bad at school. Which is good, you know? I feel like I should be happy. Because it hasn't been that terrible. I haven't had that terrible of a time at school. You know, like, I've actually been laughing for the first time in a while. At school, and I, you know, like, enjoying it. Well, not enjoying, because I don't like school, and I wish I could never, ever, like, go again. But, still. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's weird, I guess, because, I'm having a little bit more fun, which doesn't mean that I like it. I'm just saying that I've been laughing more, and I've been having a better time, which is always good, because I just feel like all of us as a society deserve a fucking break, and we are tired. Like, now with a fucking war coming our way, bitch, that is not something I'm looking forward to. Like, imagine saying in the future, like, my grandkids are gonna ask me, or my kids even, are gonna ask me about this time, like, this period of time. They're gonna be like, how was living through the 2020s? And I'll be like, it was hell. It was the most horrible thing ever. We were all depressed and sad. It was horrible, you know. I feel like it's just scary. The world is very scary lately, and we haven't had a break, and we're already getting into another conflict, you know, and that's just dumb in the first place, and it's just also scary as fuck, and I feel like people definitely understand that, because it is not okay how much we're going through, and like, people that are studying college or high school, whatever, I feel like us, the younger generation, have also been struggling a lot, because we don't have a future anymore, or at least a safe one, or one that could be 1,000% a reality. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And, like, tomorrow even. Like, what if Spain gets bombarded by fucking pudding? Well, it's not pudding. It's pudding. And in English. Like, anything could fucking happen right now. And that is scary. That is literally scary. And it is not something that I'm comfortable with. And I'm pretty sure we're all feeling the pressure. Because a part of it all, we are, like, students, you know? We are under pressure. We have to study. We have to do our social life. We have to do a whole bunch of shit. And apart from that, we are now doing all of this shit without knowing if we'll even survive it. Like, what if we are not here by the time I graduate from secondary school? You know? That is pretty bad. We have nothing secured. We've got nothing that we are 100% sure about. And that's scary. And it feels like no, you know, like we're fighting for nothing. Or we're studying for nothing. Because there may not be a future. And, you know, that's always a thing. Because nothing is ever secure. Because you could die tomorrow. Or, I don't know, the fucking could just get, just the world could get destroyed. Or a fucking comet could fly across the earth and just, we could all die, you know what I mean? But it's especially, like, really bad. It's been worse than ever. I would have never ever said that there would be a worse year than 2020, but then 2021 came, and now 2022 is also kicking in. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? Leave us alone. Like, the universe is not leaving us alone. The only good part about my life right now is Marvel and Chris Evans. And that's literally it. That is literally it. And TV shows. Like, Disney Plus is my fucking world. But for the rest, bitch, there's, like, nothing that is joyful. And I don't know, it's just weird. I feel like most of you do get me, because you're probably a teenager if you're listening to this podcast, because, you know, I don't imagine a 55-year-old listening to a podcast of a 15-year-old, but, you know, whatever, maybe there is a 50-year-old listening to a podcast of a 15-year-old. We'll never know. But yeah, I feel like that's how it's been going lately, and I feel like it's scary, and it's not cool. It's not something that we never ever expected, and it's not something that we want to keep in our lives, you know? Like, we should maybe just manifest that better things are coming our way, and then we should protest about this type of things that are going on as a society. I feel like, you know, Russian people have been protesting because they don't want their country to get into a war that is not necessary, or Ukrainian people have also, like, been protesting and marching, and it's honestly really empowering and something that we should all be proud of and brave as fuck. I don't know. I feel like it's just getting worse and worse, and I don't even see us getting through, like, 5 years more. I'm actually, like, really worried about it. Like, can you imagine everything in chaos and war and destruction? And that's just not something I'm looking forward to. So I'm just hoping that nothing of these things that I just said are gonna come true, because I will definitely, like, not be okay. And my mom told me, I would prefer that we all die together rather than leave you guys alone. And I was like, no. Bitch, I'm sorry if this sounds egotistic or egocentric. But I'm not dying in a war. I'm not dying because of a bomb, that's for sure. Like, nope, I'm running away. And I'd rather run away, get to somewhere safe, and survive than fucking die because of a bomb in my building. No. Just no. That's just not something I would do, because that's just coward. That's just coward, and I'm not a coward. I'm not a coward. Yeah, I'm really concentrated right now because I'm painting my nails. They are turning out horribly, like always, because I'm the horrible, like, I'm so bad at painting my nails. It's actually disturbing. But yeah. Who gives a fuck, am I right? Nobody. Nobody, nobody, no. But yeah, on this note, I think I'll be ending the episode right now. I mean, wait, because I'm going to finish this hand if I have time. If not, then I'll finish it earlier. Like, the episode, I'll finish it now rather than just ruin it all. But yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Honestly, I think that this was a shitty episode anyway, but if you did like it, rate it. I've never said that before, but you could rate my podcast, give it a 5-star, because it's honestly the fucking best podcast you're ever gonna hear. You can also subscribe to it if you're new, which could also help me out a lot. I mean, it doesn't give me money because I don't have enough subscriptions, or I don't have ads or anything, so there's really nothing I can do about getting money from this podcast right now. I would love to get money from you bitches, but I can't. But yeah, please subscribe to the podcast if you're new. Rate it. Give it a 5-star. If you're an Apple podcast, then also rate it, because I feel like it's also important. You can rate it from every platform that it's on. I mean, it's only on Apple and Spotify. But yeah, you can listen to both of to the episode in both apps. I hope that you are having a great day, that you're having a great week, that your day was good if you're listening at night. Yeah, I just hope that life has been treating you kindly. My nails have never looked this bad ever in my entire life. I'll try to fix it, but for that I have to end this episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you liked it. And I love you a lot, and you're amazing. You're so cool, and I'm just obsessed with you all. And you rock. You just rock, you guys. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you. Well, I won't see you, but you listen to me in the next episode. Bye bye.